Life should be getting easier, but it's not. It's a paradox of the modern world. At the very moment that science and technology are providing us previously unimagined longevity, health, and social interaction, too many of us struggle to live meaningful, peaceful lives full of love and contribution. There is no question that we've made incredible progress over the last 50 years. That computer in your pocket called your phone is 120 million times more powerful than the guidance computer for Apollo 11, the first rocket to land people on the moon. Progress in health technology has been similar. Leukemia killed 86% of the children who contracted it 50 years ago. Now, it kills less than half that. In the last 25 years, child mortality, maternal mortality, and deaths from malaria all declined 40 to 50%. If physical health and safety were the issue, and you could pick only the moment to be born in the world, but not to whom, you could not do better than to choose today. Behavioral science is another matter. Yes, we are living longer. But it is hard to make the case that we are living happier, more successful lives. We have more accurate information than ever about illnesses that are largely due to lifestyle. Yet, despite billions of dollars spent on research, our healthcare systems are staggering under the dramatically rising rates of obesity, diabetes, and chronic pain. Mental illness is rapidly becoming much more of a problem, not less. In 1990, depression was the fourth leading cause of disability and disease worldwide after respiratory infections, diarrheal illnesses, and prenatal conditions. In 2000, it was the third leading cause. By 2010, it ranked second. In 2017, the World Health Organization, WHO, rated it number one. Approximately 40 million Americans over age 18 have been diagnosed as having an anxiety disorder, and almost 10% of Americans report frequent mental distress. We don't feel as though we have adequate time. We don't take care of ourselves the way we'd like. Our health suffers. Many of us are putting one foot in front of the other while lacking a real sense of purpose and vitality. Every day, someone who seems to have a good life decides to eat a bottle of pills rather than continue one more day. How can this be? I believe it is because we have not risen to the challenges of being human in the modern world. Some of the very things we have been doing over the last 100 years to foster human prosperity have created our conundrum. Take the case of innovations in technology. Each step forward, radio to TV, to the internet, to the smartphone, has created greater mental and social challenges, and our culture and minds haven't adjusted rapidly enough in effective and empowering ways. As a result of our technology, we are all exposed to a constant diet of horror, drama, and judgment. In addition, many of us are left feeling overwhelmed and threatened by the rapid pace of change. A concrete example: only a few decades ago, children ran and played freely in ways that could bring child endangerment complaints today. This increased protectiveness is not due to the world actually becoming more dangerous. Research suggests it has not. Our impression that the world is less safe results more from exposure to uncommon events through the media. No matter how calm we feel, we can turn on our computers and see a tragedy unfold, complete with images of those who died just minutes ago. The 24-hour news cycle shreds our veil of safety with constant videos of capricious violence. When the external world changes at this speed, our internal world needs to change too. That sounds logical, but it is hard to know what steps to take. The good news is that behavioral science has developed a plausible answer to how we can do better. Over the last 35 years, my colleagues and I have studied a small set of skills that say more about how human lives will unfold than any other single set of mental and behavioral processes previously known to science. That is not an exaggeration. In over 1,000 studies, we found that these skills help determine why some people thrive after life challenges and some don't, or why some people experience many positive emotions, joy, gratitude, compassion, curiosity, and others very few. They predict who is going to develop a mental health problem such as anxiety, depression, trauma, or substance abuse, and how severe or long-lasting the problem will be. These skills predict who will be effective at work, who will have healthy relationships, who will succeed in dieting or exercise, who will rise to the challenges of physical disease, how people will do in athletic competition, and how they will perform in many other areas of human endeavor.